Two Haines men are wrapping up their campaigns for the District 5 House seat. The district includes about 25 Southeast and Prince William Sound communities and stretches from Metlakatla to Skagway to Cordova. Incumbent Republican Representative Bill Thomas, a fisherman and former lobbyist, is running for re-election. He's being challenged by Democrat Tim June, a fisherman and boat builder. From KHNS in Haines, John Hunt has the details.
Thomas is running for his third term in office. He talked about the changes he's seen while in the House and mentioned Senator Kukesh as an ally in the Senate.
We've spent a lot of time and money rebuilding, fixing infrastructure. We're not creating as many jobs as we like. We've suffered some vetoes through the years, but you know, I have the fishing game budget and work with DOT very closely on projects. And I think that the infrastructure and rebuilding of the district's been going along quite well. And with Albert in the Senate majority, we get things done.
Thomas credited the recent hike in oil revenues as what most likely helped Governor Palin approve funding for the state ferry system this year. And he said he is continuing to support the Marine Transportation Advisory Board on funding efforts for replacement of the aging fleet.
I think that that's one of the major ones in keeping all the Marine Highway in place. That is our highway. And so we have to fight for it every year. And actually last year, the governor had no problems and put the money in there. So it was a lot less fight than we were expecting. So that's good. And, that is the very key to Southeast here.
Thomas has control of the budget for the Department of Fish and Game. He said he was asked this summer, as he is asked in most years, why monitoring of certain waterways is underfunded or not funded at all.
So I said, why don't you tell me? I said, I have the budget. We can put, if it's $50,000 or $100,000 more, that's economic development. We can keep fishing game monitoring and on top of the escapement goals and make sure that they're maximized, but you also maximize the harvest.
Small logging operators in Southeast have been asking for easier access to state-owned timberlands. Thomas responded to the question of access to roadless lands.
Well, I've never heard the complaints. You know, if they should let me know so we can go forward and look at them. But I do know that we may run into people who object to any more roads being developed, period. And I hear that in some areas. We already got too many roads. We don't need to access more timber. But all of a sudden, if the timber is for small mills versus, you know, back in the old days, a big pulp mill or big sawmill, it's different. It's all about funding and creating jobs.
Democrat Tim June is running against Republican Bill Thomas for the State House in District 5. June thinks the legislature needs to reassess some of its recent decisions regarding the state's education funding.
We have to consider in Alaska to eliminate the Tier 4 system that was created last year, which took away a defined benefit from teachers and replace it with a defined 401k contribution.
June says Tier 4 has effectively reduced the reasons for good teachers to come to or to stay in the state.
I've talked to educators. I've talked to Alaska School Board Association. Everybody keeps telling me that they go to job fairs and there are no longer people that want to come to Alaska to teach. It's like, why should they? We're not offering a competitive retirement system. We're not offering competitive salaries. And if we want quality education in Alaska, we have to pony up and pay the money to be competitive with other states.
June suggested the state should take on the rising costs of maintaining and heating school buildings.
We're still always caught with the dilemma that it's costing us so much money to maintain the building and the energy costs for the building, and that money is coming away from the classrooms. And so I think we have to keep the message out there that the building be separate from education. My idea is the state should pick up the increased cost of rural Alaska schools of maintaining the building itself and then equally fund schools per student across the board.
June says the age and condition of many of the schools in the state is causing a growing burden for local communities. June thinks the state's newfound oil wealth should equate to increased funding for schools, which in turn would help relieve local taxes.
For instance, if we have an inefficient building, that means our property taxes have to go up to help pay for that building. It's in the state's interest to build new buildings, to build efficient buildings, and in a sense help that out.
Democrat Tim June is running against Republican Bill Thomas for the State House in District 5. June lost to Thomas by 59 votes in 2004. Thanks to KRBD's Jay Marble. In Haines, I'm John Hunt.